best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Day, we back, baby. I know it's been a long time. Season 2, I know y'all been waiting for this longer than motherfucking the Detox album. But we back, man. Hump Day Highlights, it's your boy, Los. We are back. We got so much to talk about. Happy fucking New Year. Oh my God, man. I had to bring that into you because I'm ready. I'm geeked. I've been waiting in the chambers. I've been fucking studying the game. I've been, you know, going over my notes. But I'm back. And I'm better than ever. You know what I mean? I'm ready. I'm ready for this. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. You know what I mean? Other sports shows, I'm coming for y'all. Y'all not the conquerors. I'm the conqueror. I'm Alexander. You're not Alexander. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, man, let's get straight into it, man. We got a lot to talk about here today. Just guys, this is the first day back. This first episode back in a little minute. First things first, man. Let's get into the lesser things, not the lesser things, but the more, you know, the light takes first. First things first, we got a lot going on in the world of soccer right now. The African Cup of Nations is about to start up, and the Asian Cup is about to start up. This is going to be nasty work because a lot of good players are leaving their teams to go to these international cups, right? And we see that Senegal won the African Cup of Nations. Can they repeat? Can they? Who knows? Who knows? We're excited for that one. So all of January, that's going to be going on with that, with the Euros and the Copa America happening this summer, in June and July. But yeah, a lot of players are going to be leaving their clubs. Man City, no one's leaving. Somehow I know Pep did this on purpose, not to get anybody who is African or Asian descent on his team so that they don't leave during mid-season. Yet he gets a lot of European players because their tournaments after the season's over. That's IQ is up there for Pep. You gotta watch out for Pep. He's a you know what I mean, they're going through a lot of things right now. I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, they're guilty. But for moving forward, the transfer window, man. The transfer window is absolutely open. There's a lot of rumors going on. As a Chelsea fan, I don't know how much money we're going to spend. It could be $1 billion. It could be $2 billion. It could be fucking $10 billion. And what does it look like for us? I don't know. But we'll be monitoring here. I hope they highlights what is the what's going to be going on with the transfer window. And I can't wait for the end of January where we're going to have a full slew of transfers. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be exciting. This is going to be the frenzy that we're actually waiting for. But yeah, just wanted to hit on those things first. So next here, very important things. The NBA trades, man. NBA, NBA, NBA. I mean, let's be clear. So the Knicks trade RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly, second round pick for OG Anunoby. Everybody else, don't care about. Everyone's saying OG fits the team better. He's a 3-and-D guy. He complements Brunson and Julius Randle better, and I like it. And you know, scoring what, like 17 points in his debut. I'm not supposed to it. Is what I'm saying. You know, and then RJ goes back home. You know, Emmanuel Quickly. The Knicks were going to pay him anyway. So it's interesting to see how business affects somebody's decisions, you know what I'm saying? And with that being said, that's an interesting dilemma to see, because is Emmanuel Quickly going to get the money from Toronto? Question mark, question mark, question mark. And there's some other things. And then now with Toronto, what happens with Spicy P? You know what I mean? Because you got Scotty Barnes there. You got rid of Van Fleet. You got rid of Norman Powell last year. So it's like you're building a team around Scotty Barnes. You got Grady Dick there, Ayo. His whole name is Ayo, which is crazy to me. But yeah, you got Dick there. You got this young core around Scotty Barnes. But then you have I would say someone who's in their prime with Spicy P there. You know, he's 30 years old. He's playing good ball now, but like, what are you going to do? Are you going to trade him before the deadline and get a young rising star? Are you going to get more draft stock, like more capital? So I'm interested to see what happens with that, right? Back to the Knicks thing. Okay, you got OG, right? But something tells me the Knicks aren't done. Honestly, I'm going to be really and truthfully honest with you. I think we need to find some way to trade Julius Randle for Karl Anthony Towns. We've been linked with Karl Anthony Towns for a couple of years. Can't really get it done. Can't get it over the line, whatever. But I'm not a fan of Julius Randle. I'm not. He was all right when he came to New York, and you know, I just don't like his game really. You know, and I feel like the fact that he can't use a right hand is asinine in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? And I think Cat gives us more marquee status, more marketability, and I think Cat's gonna make boatloads of money more in New York than in Minnesota. So I feel like we find some way to get that done, right? Then, you know, there's a lot of speculations about other trades and you know, teams trying to get better, you know, especially in the Western Conference where it's a little bit more of a gauntlet, you know. But Zach LaVine, what's going on with Chicago? Like, Lonzo Ball still hurt. DeMar's still there. You know, like, I think at this point you got to blow up Chicago. Blow it up. Like, Zach LaVine is from L.A., and what these guys do, that these L.A. guys, right, they all want to go back to L.A. You know what I'm saying? Like, PG, Kawhi, Russ, they all want to go back to L.A. Zach LaVine is going to the Lakers. I don't know how they're going to get that done. I don't know how the capital, whatever, what it's going to be. But if Zach LaVine goes to the Lakers and you have a nice core of Zach LaVine, Bron, AD, I like that a lot. I like that a lot. You know what I'm saying? Somehow keep Austin Rivers. Austin Reeves. I like that a lot. Don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm just saying. I'm just here to give you what the speculations are. You know what I'm saying? Because after this All-Star break coming up next month, it's that last 25 games is a stretch, you know what I mean, for positioning. You know, you want to stay out of the play-in tournament. So it's going to be crazy to see what teams do to try to set themselves up for the rest of the year, you know? Yeah. So next thing, right? We're going through it today. We're just getting back into practice, so we're not going to be here too long for y'all. We're just going to touch on a couple things, and then, you know, we'll see what we get back to once we get back into practice. But sadly, Alabama, Crimson Tide, we took an L to Michigan, you know, and I'm a little upset because that fucking low snap last play of the game in overtime fucked it up, right? But then I see that the starting center is entering the transfer portal. Is that because of his fucking low snap? Is he getting like death threats and threats to his arm, you know, because of that damn low snap? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe he couldn't deal with Saban. I don't know. But I just find it very coincidental how that low snap happens. You lose the game, and then you enter the transfer portal when you're starting. You know what I'm saying? You're the starting center of an SEC championship team, and you're going to quit and transfer out? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? You know what I'm saying? So Alabama does lose to Michigan. Okay, fine. Washington does beat Texas, which I'm surprised Texas did. Texas played pretty well. Was not expecting them to be that good, honestly. But they played pretty well, even though, you know, the quarterback is a little jealous of Arch Manning. But, yeah, I feel like with this matchup with Washington and Michigan, obviously the matchup between the lines is Michigan's defense versus Washington's offense. You know what I mean?
Penix and them boys. Let's see what happened, what they could do against that stout-ass Michigan defense, you know, who are dogs, like straight-up dogs. If I had to pick, this game's happening, what, the 8th? Monday the 8th? Both perfect teams. Both, I'm going Michigan, man. I'm going at, you know what's so crazy? I'm actually going to go Harbaugh's sweep football this year. I'm going Jim in college and John in NFL. The Harbaughs are both winning championships this year. Book it. Michigan, Wolverines, national championships. Go blue. Yeah. So that's another thing that we, you know, we wanted to cross out here. Now to the main thing here. The kit and caboodle. You know what I'm saying? NFL. We're in the midst of the culmination of the season. Week 18 is happening. And I just wanted to see what are some I'm gonna get some early picks in of the schedule and see who needs to win and who needs this and this and this, right? So obviously we could start with Saturday, Ravens Steelers. Now, your boys Ravens clinched number one seed, clinched the bye for the playoffs. So we're chilling, right? We don't need to do anything. So it came out today that Lamar's not going to play. We're going to rest some offensive and defensive starters. And we got, what, Mason Rudolph and the Steelers? I'm picking Ravens to win. I'm picking the Ravens to win. Low-scoring game, 13-10. Texans-Colts. Now, I think that the Texans need this game. I think both teams need this game. If anybody wants to get in under the Jags in that division. But I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud. It's hard not to go with C.J. They've been balling. Will Anderson Jr. coming back from injury. Alabama boy balling. You know, I do like Colts defense, but I think when you get rid of Darius Leonard, you know, they kind of missing your whole heart and soul of that team. So I'm going Texans and 24-17 on that one. Jags, Titans. I really want the Titans to somehow shock the Jags. I think, what's his name? Will Levis. I think he's got to do some uncanny thing to get past that Jacksonville pass rush. But I really want the Texans to win. So I really want the Titans to win so the Texans could find a better spot into the division. But the way it's looking, I just feel like it might just be the Jags winning and, just getting into the playoffs as the AFC champions. AFC South champions, I'm sorry. Vikings-Lions, I mean, this one is pretty much wrapped up. I believe the Lions clinched the NFC North. So if they can improve any seeding, I would definitely play their starters. If not, let them rest. Vikings just got carved up last week by Jordan Love. So if Jared Goff plays, it's going to be a blowout. 34-17. You know, this is going to be bad. Falcons Saints. Saints did just come off a good performance last week, but I still feel like, I mean, Falcons came off a good performance, somewhat still losing, I believe, to the Jets, but I'm going to pick the Saints here. I think that it's a little too late for Derek Carr and them, but Jets-Patriots, man. Like, this is going to be one that nobody really cares about. Honestly, let's go with the Jets, man. I don't know who's playing quarterback. Could be Zach Wilson. Could be who knows. But, yeah, I'm just going to pick the Jets for that. And I'm low-key worried about Robert Saleh's position here. Maybe undersees. But also maybe give him another chance because I know that, Aaron Rodgers being hurt and shit like that. So who knows? You know what I mean? But, you know, they're getting rid of Dalvin Cook. They're cutting Dalvin Cook. That's kind of crazy. I hope maybe he falls his way to Baltimore. You know, we need some more speed in the backfield with Mitchell being hurt. So hopefully Dalvin Cook can just you want a championship, Dalvin? Come on to the bank, baby. Panthers, Bucks. Panthers got a win. I seen Bryce played pretty well, but I think the Bucks are just going to round off and get the win here. Baker and them playing decent. Browns, Bengals. Now, here's the thing that kind of fears me. I'm a little worried about Joe Flacco and these Browns, man, because ever since Deshaun got hurt, he came in and he started wilding. So I don't know. Like, I really think that the Browns, they already clinched the playoff spot. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if seeding really affects them at this point, but if they do, I think they're either locked in. I think they're locked in at 5 or 6, depending on what, you know, but they're locked in as on a playoff berth. So if they're locked in, I don't think maybe they'll rest them. But if they have something to play for, go for it. I think they beat the Jags. I think they beat the Bengals. Bears, Packers. Now, both these quarterbacks just came off of impressive showings. I think that while Jalen Fields shows that he's still, I believe that he's still the guy to be in Chicago, I think that Jordan Love showed that he's really here to stay and he's going to be that future guy for the Packers moving forward. So I'm going with the Pack. I'm going with Go Chiefs Go. Cowboys, Commanders, come on now. Stacking those boys, blowing them out big time. Broncos, Raiders. Now, this whole Russell Wilson situation in Denver is a debacle. It's some kind of rigmarole that Sean Payton is doing with this. And obviously they're button heads, which confuses me because why did you go there when you knew he was going to be there? So like, why would you go there knowing you're going to be button heads with him? And I'm sure you probably didn't know you're going to be button heads with him beforehand, but now that you're here, it's not really working. And then the money situation, and it's a lot. It's like a whole business. It's a lot going on with Broncos country. So I'm going to go with Raiders. I'm going with Antonio Pearson. Eagles, Giants. Eagles have been skidding. So I feel like if they lose one, they might need this one because I don't know if the Cowboys are leading in the division, but they definitely need it. So I think the Eagles and Cowboys still have a lot to play for. I think the Giants just want to play spoilers, you know, and it's a rivalry game. So, you know, that might be it for them. But I'm going Eagles in that one. And a must win, absolute must win for pride at least. Seahawks, Cards. Cards just came off beating the Giants. Like, what? I think the Seahawks are playing all right now. Drew Lock and them and the rookie receiver out of USC. I think they're playing pretty good. I think they're playing pretty good. I think that they got a chance. Not a chance. I think they're gonna win. It's a late game. I think they're gonna win. I think they I see it going 24-14 in the Battle of Birds, leaning towards Seattle. Rams, 49ers. Now, this is an enticing game because I think that the Rams could still get in. 49ers clinched, so they're going to be resting, I believe. So I believe that the Rams could get in against could get a win against these 49ers backups. But I'm going to go Rams in a sneak one. Chiefs, Chargers. See, now these last games right here are very important. Chiefs, Chargers, right? The Chiefs need one, right? I think they need it because I think they can slide in ranking if they lose, you know. And I'm sure they're going to be after their game. They're going to be watching what's going on with this Bills Dolphins game. So I think I'm going to go Chiefs in a close one, 24-21. Bills Dolphins is another close one because this one is a seeding situation. I really don't know. Like, Dolphins just came off of getting their ass beat. You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting to see what they're going to do. I believe that if you're looking at the rankings, Dolphins are up by a game over the Bills. And I think that one of them will hold the tiebreaker. So I believe that I'll take the Dolphins in a revenge game to lock up the AFC East. Chiefs are 10-6. They pretty much got that division. Let's see what else. So speaking of that AFC South, listen to this. Three-way tie between Jags, Colts, and Texans. So that Texans-Colts game could be potential for not only the division, but a playoff spot. So we're all going to be keeping our eyes close on that AFC South division in this last week, because it's going to be messy, because they're playing for, let's see, it looks like the Dolphins clinched a playoff spot, a wild card spot, which, yeah. So wild card. Oh wait, no. The Dolphins can clinch. They clinched the playoff spot, but they can possibly clinch division with this win against the Bills. So, it's an interesting one to see, and I definitely want to make sure that we get the playoff implication. So I just want to see what the clinching situations are. Let's see. I'm just trying to see what are the playoff matchups a win. Houston wins and they clinch the South title. Either they win. No, they have to win and Jacksonville has to lose. Yeah. They can clinch their berth if they win and Jacksonville loses and Baltimore and Pittsburgh loses. So they clinch if Pittsburgh loses and Jacksonville loses, they get a berth. But they get the division if they win. Indy wins, clinches the South if they win and Jacksonville loses. Or if Pittsburgh loses. So everybody's watching this game right now. This is crazy. Pittsburgh needs a lot of help. They're 9-7, but you know, they need a lot of help. They gotta win and they have to win, and a lot of shit has to happen. They have to win, plus both Buffalo has to lose. They have to win or Jacksonville loses. They have to win or Houston Indy ties. They have to win and Jacksonville has to lose, plus Indy and Houston doesn't end in a tie. Like, it's crazy what they got to do. Yeah, Pittsburgh needs a lot of help. Miami wins and they clinch the AFC East. Buffalo wins and they clinch the AFC East. Or Buffalo needs to tie, Pittsburgh to lose, Jacksonville to lose, or a Indy and Houston tie. Wow, so much stipulations, so much stipulations. Then when it comes to Jacksonville needs to win, or Houston Indy ties, or Buffalo loses, or Buffalo and Denver, and Houston Indy doesn't end in a tie. This is crazy. The Dallas Cowboys win and they got the division. They clinch. Yeah, so they're playing. Okay, so they have to win and Philly has to lose, basically. The Bucs are at 8-8. They clinch the South title if they win or if the Saints lose. And they clinch a playoff berth if they win and Seattle and Green Bay loses. Somehow, the Atlanta Falcons are still in it. they can clinch the AFC South with a win and a Tampa Bay loss. Wow. There's a possibility that the Falcons can get to the playoffs at 8-9. Crazy. So the NFC South, too, is another wide-open one we have to keep our eyes on. NFC's the Saints win and they clinch the division. If they win and Tampa loses, or if they win and Tampa ties, right? They could also clinch a berth if they win and Seattle and Green Bay loses or ties. Eagles win and they get the division, or they have to win and Dallas has to lose. Seattle has to win and Green Bay has to lose. Tampa Bay has to lose and the Saints have to lose for them to clinch a playoff berth. Now, Green Bay, to clinch a playoff berth, they have to win, plus Seattle and New Orleans have to lose. Seattle or Tampa Bay has to lose. Or the Saints have to lose. And Seattle has to lose. This is crazy. Now, Minnesota, which I thought was completely out of it, they can still get in if they win and Green Bay and Seattle or Tampa Bay loses. What a fucking day. We're going to be in it for the long haul Saturday and Sunday. We're locked in because we don't know what's going to happen. But you had it there first. Hump Day Highlights, we back. Season 2, we back. We're going to be back weekly. We dropping every Wednesday. So, yeah, man, we back. Appreciate y'all, man. Hump Day.